when we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, inviting you to the DSC's Hunters Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. You bet we're making plans because conservation doesn't stop. Details are at biggame.org.
We're going to have an absolute blast at that virtual Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo coming up next week. The auctions are over the top, and everybody's really excited about it. Yes, of course, we would love to meet in person and shake hands and book trips and shop those great vendors in person, but for the moment anyway, we can't do that. So it's the next best thing as we all get together for the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sporting Expo. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, and I'll have all the details there for you, how you can bid and all the great auctions, how you can visit the vendors. Everything you need to know, DSC, is at kinderoutdoors.com. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Fortiflora from Purina Veterinary Diets. Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. And listen, if you have weaning puppies, Fortiflora is great for them. As they transition from mother's milk to that good Purina Pro Plan, Fortiflora helps to build a strong digestive system for life. Talk to your vet about it. Order it from Chewy.com. Fortiflora. Big things are happening at the Dallas Safari Club, not only convention and expo, but a membership drive right now that is like none before. DSC has given away great hunting trips all over the globe. If you renew your membership or join Dallas Safari Club right now, let's get the details from a guy that very well may be the hardest working man in the conservation business. My friend, Nate Watson with the Dallas Safari Club. How you doing, Nate?
I'm doing good, Billy. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you, and I know it's a really busy time because DSC Convention and Sporting Expo is coming up right around the corner. But there's also a membership drive in full swing, and boy, is it a special drive with some great incentives. Tell us in a nutshell what you guys are doing with the membership.
Yes, sir. So it is exciting. So we are rolling out the New Adventures membership drive. It goes from January 1st through February 13th. And so February 13th is the last night of our online virtual auction. Anyone who joins, renews, or upgrades their DSC membership between those dates is entered to win one of nine fantastic hunts we have up for grabs. So if you're a current member, go ahead and renew your membership. It doesn't matter what time of the year your membership expires. You can renew it anytime or sign up for a membership if you aren't a member. The hunts we have up for grabs, we have six Ibex hunts in Spain. It's a really great hunt. Spain Hunting Ibex donated those for us. So there will be six winners for that hunt, which is awesome. We can't thank them enough for their generous donation. There's also a upland bird hunt in Scotland for four hunters. So for all our wing shooting friends out there, we definitely have something for you. That's a bucket list hunt for me for sure. And then we have two South African hunts. One is a trophy sable hunt. The other one is kind of a mixed bag plains game hunt in South Africa. The mixed bag one is for two hunters. The sable hunt is for one hunter and one non-hunter. So a little bit of anything and everything right there. If you join or renew with a multi-year membership or life membership, you also receive extra entries into this membership drive. So signing up for that 2 or 3 year option or even a lifetime membership gets your name in the hat a handful of extra times.
If you have been considering a lifetime membership, now's the time to do that. It's $1,500 and you're done forever. And that's going to give you 15 entries for these incredible incredible hunts. And like you said in the beginning, Nate, the limited window, this goes away February 13th. So now's the time, if you ever thought about it, to jump on it. Where can we go online to learn more?
Exactly. So you can go online to www.biggame.org and just find the membership tab and sign up or renew your membership. You're also welcome to give the office a call. That number is 972-980-9800 and ask for me, Nate Watson, or feel free to shoot me an email. My email is nate, N-A-T-E, at biggame.org, and I'd be happy to get you squared away. And something that's also great about this, we will be doing the drawings live on the live stream for our virtual auction. So that will be at the conclusion of each night's auction. So stay tuned when you're watching the auction and bidding on items to see who walks away with those. Hopefully it's you.
Yes, absolutely. And I mentioned the lifetime membership, $1,500. But hey, Nate, a one-year membership is $100. You could go to Spain, turnkey Ibex hunt for $100. That's unreal. So there are all levels.
I have even a better deal. We did roll out the new Basecamp membership last year, and that one is $45 annually. So that gets you an entry into this, as well as our youth membership. That's $25. So if you want to earn some extra entries, sign kids, grandkids, your friends' kids up, and put your name in the hat a couple extra times.
Awesome. Nate, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll see you virtually at Convention and Expo.
Good talking to you too, Billy.
Spring storms just around the corner, and a nervous dog is, well, just not pleasant for anybody. Check out Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It very gently over time settles the overactive dog, and it can sure help during those storms. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com.
Hi, everybody. It's World Championship caller Al Morris. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children and their children as well, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas. But there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation put in place by men like Teddy Roosevelt and duplicated in countries worldwide works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. We spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit BigGame.org.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
In Genesis chapter 9, God himself told man that if it flies, moves on the earth, or swims in the water, it is meat for us. What a gracious God we have. We celebrate that in this old camp house. Kinder Outdoors partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
From the quiet solace of winter ice in Rainy Lake, Minnesota, to the howling winds of the western peaks, the bass-laden Kissimmee chain, and New Zealand's bountiful trout streams, we fight for all wildlife and wild places at DSC. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our campfire here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, and hey, you're a welcome guest. Come back next time around and bring a buddy with you, okay? The big girls are starting to show up. A week ago, this past Thursday, Lake Austin, C.J. Oates from Laga Vista, Texas, caught share lunker number 587. 13.02, as Lake Austin produces again, just like Austin has done throughout the years. And that comes on the heels of share lunker number 586, Big Sam. Sam Rayburn, that's where Travis Moore caught the fish on the 9th of January, a couple of weeks back. And I've got him on that Kinder Outdoors trot line right now. Hey, Travis, welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Nice to talk to you there.
Yeah, you just started the year off with a giant, and I'm just going to go straight to this 13.4 that you caught at Big Sam a couple of weeks ago in a bass skiff tournament. For most of us, we're never going to know what 13 pounds on the end of the string feels like. Travis, tell me about this.
Well, you know, like we've caught quite a few of them in the past that, you know, real close to that, 12-pounders, 11-pounders. When you hang into one of them 13s, it's just a great feeling, you know. I actually got called her whenever she come up. I told him she was 13-plus, and my partner, Norman, and he kind of snickered, and he said, oh, you ain't seen one in a while. He said, this is our first fish, you know, of the year. He said, I don't think she might not be that big. And then when we got her up to the boat and he netted her, he was like, well, she's pretty big.
That's awesome.
We didn't weigh her right away. We stuck her in the live well and checked on her a few times. And we kept fishing because there was a few fish there where I caught her. And I got a few more bites earlier, you know, a few casts before. And they was just biting real funny. And I kept throwing the Carolina rig, and I finally, when she hit it, I just kind of let her have it and fed it to her a little bit, and I set the hook, and there she was. First fish.
Wow.
21. That was the first.
Man, that is the way to start the year, Travis. So could you feel a difference in 12 and 13 pounds? You've caught several 12s.
No, I just seen her when she come up. When she come up and rolled, I just seen her with. I didn't know for, you know, I was just jacking around with him whenever I told
him
for a 13-pounder. and I knew she had to be, you know, she was over 10 for sure, but messing with him about her.
Yeah, what a fish. I called you yesterday and you were hunting. I called today and you're fishing. I'm thinking right now that I want to be Travis Moore.
I try to. That's for sure.
Yeah, take advantage of it all you can, brother.
Right. Yes, sir.
Well, you were fishing the Carolina rig. What were you dragging around?
I was just dragging around a regular worm and just a long tail worm.
What was your water temperature 2 weeks ago on Sam? I'm guessing low 50s.
Yeah, it was like, I think it was actually, I think the target was 48, 49, somewhere in there. 50, you know.
Okay.
It was pretty chilly that
pretty
morning.
Cool. Was she lethargic at all, or did she give you a good tussle?
No, she didn't hardly fight at all. She kind of just come right to the boat. I mean, she really didn't. She come up one good time out there, and then she just came right on into the boat. He netted her. I pulled her right up to the boat. It was pretty calm.
You were fishing a Bass Champs tournament January 9th when this took place on Sam Rayburn.
Yes.
What was your total string for the day? I'm curious.
We had 19 pounds. We ended up with 19 pounds eighth place.
And, boy, 13.44 of that was one fish that's going to live on in your mind forever. And God bless you. Good for you taking advantage of the ShareLunker program. Your fish is now in Athens. And a lot of us and our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids are going to benefit from you taking the time to send that ShareLunker in. On behalf of all of us, man, thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's what I look at it. You know, my kids like to fish too as well, you know, and so, and their kids hopefully like to do it, you know, and so you got to keep it going.
Absolutely, so, you bet.
That's a good thing, so.
Have you been bass fishing all your life, Travis? How'd you fall in love with this stuff?
Yes, sir. I've been fishing all my life. Yeah. My dad, my uncle got me into it back when I was real little. They used to haul me around, and I would sit in the back of the boat and drag a rig around whenever I was young. Just kind of went from there.
Now you sit there and drag in 13-pounders. That's not a bad deal. Most of us will never experience that, and I just wanted to call and congratulate you in person. I know people, especially folks that listen to us up north in Minnesota and like the bass fish and those places up there, where 13 pounds is just, it sounds like a fictional story or something. A 13-pounder, man. You got to come to Texas, huh?
You got to come to Texas, that's for sure. Old Big Sam produces them. That's where it's at.
It does. You bet. Do you guys fish all the Bass Champs tournaments or as many as you can?
Many as we can. We fish. Today I'm out here. I'm just out here messing around. But it's real foggy today on Big Sam, so I'm not running around too much. That's
yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Real
be
foggy.
Careful, and if you do it again this weekend, I'm calling you back next week. We got to know the magic.
Sounds good. Sounds good, Billy.
Travis, good talking to you, buddy. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Hey, I'd like to just thank Pride Rods and Abu Garcia. You know, they're good reel, good rod. Pride Rods is a good rod. That's what I caught her on. So I would like to, you know, just thank them as well.
Absolutely, you bet.
Good rod company.
Tell me about your fishing line. What were you using?
Cigar, 20-pound cigar. That's all about all I throw.
Travis Moore has a 13-pounder in the book, and the rest of us don't. Travis, have a great day, man. Good talking to you.
I appreciate it, Billy. Thank you.
This is a Big Billy Kinder Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's scott@gootf.com.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to kinderoutdoors.com. Thank you.
This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It very gently settles the overactive dog over time. It's not a drug. Learn more about Calming Care when you visit me at kinderoutdoors.com. Coming up a little later, a pretty unique invention that caught my eye, and I think you're going to like it too. It's called the Hog Blocker. A guy named Mike Rogers came up with this. It'll hold your trail camera in place securely on a T-post wherever you want it. Oh, and by the way, it's also strong enough to hold your mineral block up where the hogs can't get to it. He's coming up.
Hi, I'm champion waterfowl caller Eric Guggenheim. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway, and the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club. Now that's good camp house company.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
Of course, our attendance at the 2021 Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo Reflections will be virtual. Everything is online, but everything is there. All of the auctions, all of the vendors that you have come to know, appreciate, trust, and depend on for your excursions and outings and goods and services through the years, they're going to be there. If you need help or would like to learn more about how this is all going to take place, come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. We've got easy links and direction for you. Everything you need, every question you have can be answered there, starting there. Right now, though, I want to go to one of those Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo vendors. My friend Kevin Wellborn with Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country, because you guys always have some exciting money savers for DSC Convention and Expo, and that's not going to change. Just because, Kevin, we can't get together and shake hands and visit in person doesn't mean that we're not going to get together. Kevin, welcome back to the show. Seems like it's been a long time. Just a couple of weeks ago, though, I was there with you.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks, but it seems like a long time, I guess.
Yeah, it does, and I tell you, I really miss dinner. I miss it a lot. I like having dinner with you people.
We hear that a lot.
I bet you do. Listen, because of COVID, a lot of the in-person shows that Joshua Creek Ranch normally does are now virtual. Dallas Safari Club is one of those shows, but Joshua Creek Ranch, by the magic of the internet, is still going to be there.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it is unfortunate, but we wanted to at least try to maximize the opportunity to share our annual specials that we do with our customers. So we're going to try to do that virtually and give them the opportunity to book specials that we would otherwise do in person.
I know every year at Dallas Safari Club, when I swing by to say hello, there's typically a line at the Joshua Creek Ranch booth. A lot of people book their hunts for the year with you in person at that show, right?
Yes, sir, that's right. We have a very busy booth. I'd like to say it's because of me and our team, but I think it's more about the dogs that we typically bring to entertain the customers that come by. But that and the specials, I think, are a winning combination.
Yep, and let's talk about those specials. Just because you're not there in person this year at Dallas Safari Club doesn't mean that people can't get that normal price reduction show special from Joshua Creek Ranch. And let's start with a wing shooting package. Really special deal, and you're going to save some money when you book through the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo with Joshua Creek Ranch.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, one of the packages that we book most often is a two-night stay with lodging and meals and a couple of half-day upland bird hunts. So given that that is a common package for folks to book, we put a special together for the show's virtual special this year for $1,900 a gun. And, again, that gets you two half-day guided half-day upland bird hunts, two nights of lodging, and all the meals included, breakfast and lunch and dinner every day, which, as you mentioned, are pretty special. And that's, again, $1,900 a gun. And the cool thing about these specials, Billy, is that you can call us to book them before February 14th, but you don't have to pick your date yet. So we're extending the same courtesy we do when we're at the shows. So, you know, you can put your deposit down and decide later, but go ahead and get your deposit in so you can get that discounted price.
Hey, that's a great, great, great way to book your trip. You don't know when you can go, but you know you want to take advantage of this great price. That's the way to do it. By the way, that wing shooting package, you're also going to get around the Sporting Clays, and they've got a very challenging and fun course there at Joshua Creek, so you don't want to miss out on that. Let's move it over to the Axis deer, my all-time favorite protein. Somebody can come down for a doe meat hunt. Come down and put that delicious Axis deer in the freezer for $800. Kevin, that's a giveaway, man.
Yeah, it is. And so this is a special that we're doing because we have such an abundance of animals, and we're a free-range property, as you know well, low fences, so a lot of deer coming and going. And we're trying our best to manage the herd without having high fences. So we see the need to basically get some of our does, our customers' opportunity to harvest a couple of does to stock their freezers. And so that's the only limited time hunt. So that's something that you'd have to book by the 14th of February, and you'd have to hunt by March 15th. And again, that's all based on the management of our herd and our game management program in general. But we see a window of opportunity there for about the next month or 6 weeks or so, where we want to offer that to customers, where they can come out, they can harvest two Axis does for $800 a gun.
Very good. You're not going to find that anywhere else. You're not going to beat that. And then here is the creme de la creme, that trophy Axis package. If you're not familiar with Axis deer after listening to this radio show, then you have not been listening. It's a beautiful trophy, and it's better than beef on the table. Tell us about the show special trophy Axis package.
Yeah, that's typically one of our most popular specials at the Safari Club shows. And this year we're doing our traditional package, which includes an Axis buck up to 32 inches, which is a really, really good trophy. And an Axis doe, so you get two animals plus two nights lodging and all your meals for only $3,500 a gun. And folks, there's just no better free-range Axis hunting in the world, and I know that Billy will attest to that. And this is a great special. We book a lot of these each year, and the demand is really, really high. So I encourage you, if you're thinking about an Axis package, to consider this, because, again, you can book with us before February 14th, put in your deposit, and then choose your dates later.
Every conversation we have these days, Kevin, has to include safety because of COVID. And I've been there. I've done that, folks. I can assure you that Kevin and the crew at Joshua Creek Ranch are going to go above and beyond to make sure that you're safe while you're there with them, and you're going to go home well.
Yeah, that's right. So we're taking as many precautions as we possibly can, but the main thing we're trying to do is maximize our beautiful outdoor spaces. So we hope you will join us for those opportunities that we are promoting virtually this year. And all you'd have to do to get these specials, again, we're running it through a limited time through February 14th. So call us at 830-537-5090 and mention the offer code 2021 show specials. And we're going to be posting these on our website if you want to go back and get some of the details, or you can call and get those too. But again, by February 14th is the time frame we're given to book these specials.
Yeah, and we'll have all this info up at kinderoutdoors.com as well. It's all part of the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. If you typically book with Kevin and Joshua Creek Ranch during DSC Expo, hey, you can still do that even though it's virtual coming up this coming week, February 11th through the 14th. Kevin, always good to talk to you, and we'll see you back down at the ranch soon.
Likewise, Billy. Take care.
If you want to hear any of this again, I recommend a podcast, KinderOutdoors.com, or your favorite podcast provider. Wherever you get your downloads, they know about us. Let them know you want the show, and they'll send it to you every week, free of charge. Coming up, I want to introduce you to a guy named Mike Rogers. We met on the side of Interstate 20 out in West Texas the other day and talked about his invention, the hog blocker. If you run trail cameras or feed mineral blocks or have a bird feeder, you're going to like this.
This is the pig man, and we're about to shoot some swine. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about shooting some pigs with Kinder Outdoors.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net. You might hunt the south pasture, or maybe the double tanks. You've watched that big 10 point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. Yeah, and I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
you folks come in off the porch, Kender Outdoors is back. Partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC, and we are at biggame.org.
KinderOutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, like kindergarten, KinderOutdoors.com. If you ever want to reach out to us, that's probably the best way. To leave a note on the door, and we'll get it. We'll get back to you. The phone number, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. And if we're not sitting in a deer blind or vertical jig in a brush pile somewhere for those big slab crappie, we'll answer. We will call you back, though, if you leave a message. 1-877-820-BBKO. And, of course, KinderOutdoors.com. I met a fellow named Mike Rogers the other day, and I really enjoyed my visit with him. I really enjoyed his new product. I see in my line of work a lot of new products. Some we actually talk about because they work. And Mike has a product that works. He got my attention when he said, we're a small business out of Stephenville, Texas, and we offer a game camera mount for T-posts. I've seen that before, but not like this one. You see, you can use Mike's T-post mount for game cameras or for mounting protein and mineral blocks for deer up and off the ground and away from the wild hogs. You cattlemen might like this idea, too. A lot of people are using these for birdhouses or to mount electric fence. I just had to see this, so Mike and I got together on the side of Interstate 20 out west of Weatherford the other day and talked about the hog blocker. Mike, welcome to the show. Good
Thank
to have you,
sir. Thank you.
I tell you what, you got my interest when you sent me an email that said you had come up with something that mounts on a T-post.
Yes, sir.
Put that T-post wherever you want it, and that you can mount a trail camera or two trail cameras on there, or a mineral block. And I said, this old boy has lost his mind. And so we've met on the side of the road out here on I-20, and by golly, you're right. I've seen your product now, and you're right. This is phenomenal. Your idea?
My idea, yes, sir. And it come out of necessity.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were purchasing the blocks. We'd buy them, throw them out there for the deer, and then the hogs would get them.
Yep.
And I thought, how in the world can I keep this from happening? Because it'd be down one day and gone the next.
Yeah.
So I started tinkering with it, and the first ones I ever made were out of metal. And then I would just drill a pilot hole in block and set it up there, and it worked perfect.
How long ago was that?
It started in 2018.
Okay.
And it was a lot of field work on trying to see what was the best height, the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And see what the deer liked the most.
Yeah. What is the perfect height? If I'm going to mount a block for the deer, how tall do I need to get past the hogs, but right there where the deer want it?
Out of our experience, it's been about 48 inches.
Okay.
You can do 42. But when you do 42, you'll have some of the bigger hogs bite onto the T-post.
Okay.
They can't extend up enough to get to it, but 48 works great.
Okay.
And your smaller hogs will actually never know it's there.
Some of these hogs running around the size of a Shetland pony.
So, yes. I've had to put them 5 foot off the ground before.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wish I would have brought my picture book, my photo book. It has them.
Yeah.
Showing some pictures.
So you started making these out of metal and then converted over to plastic.
Yes, ABS plastic.
They're super light. They're not going to scar or tear anything up in your pickup, tear your upholstery, anything like that when you're hauling them. Real light, super durable.
Yes. Yep, ABS plastic, that was recommended out of Superior Plastic out of Fort Worth. They are a manufacturer, so it's made right here in Texas by Texans.
Okay. And Mike, explain to people, first of all, what's the name of your product?
It's a Texas Hog Blocker.
Texas Hog Blocker.
Yep, that's actually the name of the product.
Okay. And tell folks how it works.
It's a simple little product that will fit most all common T-posts. It'll slide right over. It's got a brass nut that's actually casted into it.
Yep.
With a thumb screw, and it allows you to adjust that up and down the T-post to any height you want.
No tools required.
No tools required. If you got a T-post out there, you can put it up.
That's all you need is a T-post, yep. Someone to drive that T-post in the ground for you, because you don't do that yourself.
Yeah.
And then your Texas hog blocker slides right down over that post, and you thumb screw that thing tight.
You count your cameras to it, electric fences. This is just a really good mount to use for various operations.
A lot of people are using them for birdhouses.
Birdhouses, yes, sir. We sell them all over the country for birdhouses.
Wow, I'll be darned.
Simple. They're so simple to use, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. Picture this, guys. It slides down over that T-post, and it's round. It's just
six,
a round.
Six-inch diameter?
Six-inch diameter plate or disc that slides down over that. And then you've got a couple of screws sticking up on each side. Those are for your trail cameras.
That's right.
Wow.
Or solar panel, or panel, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Heck of a deal. Now, you're just now trying to get this thing out there on the market.
Yes, sir.
You're in some places around tech. You're based in Stephenville,
Texas.
We're
based in Stephenville, yes, sir.
Where can folks see your product?
Well, you can find it online, too, on eBay.
Good.
But you know, we're in 17 little stores.
Okay.
Stretching out from Stamford, Texas, to Alvarado, down to Johnson City.
Okay.
I mean, we're stretched out.
All in Texas.
All in Texas. We're going to try to stay small and local.
Yep.
And get our, you know, and help the people around here, too.
Yep, there you go. Very good. What a cool product, man.
Thank
you. Must
you.
Be a deer hunter, lifelong hunter.
I've been hunting since I was just a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like you said, came up with this out of necessity.
Yes.
You were talking to me about it, showing it to me, and you mentioned that it's also ideal for running hot wire fence.
Yes, it is. Because you can mount your solar power panel electric fence right over the top of it.
Yeah.
Come right to it. Since it's got the brass nut on it and the thumb screw, metal thumb screw, you can ground to your T-post.
Yep.
Come down to those wing nuts and stuff and put it on there and go.
Man, that's a heck of a deal. The Texas Hog Blocker. You guys need to take a look at this. And we're going to have, we've got a photo up at kinderoutdoors.com. You can take a look at it there, and we'll have links to Mike there, too. So if you come see me, you can click on it and get to him real easy. If I'm an average deer hunter, I don't need just one of these. I probably need three or four.
True.
Average deer hunter.
True.
A hardcore guy probably needs about a dozen of them.
Yes, true.
How much are they?
They retail for $19.95.
That's good. $20.
$20 at out the door, and you got it.
And you ain't gonna drop it and break it.
No.
So that's $20 for life.
That's right. And you realize on some places that you lease and stuff, you can't damage any trees. So you can't screw in the trees. You can't do this. But everybody in Texas has got a T-post.
Well, and there's never a tree where I need it to
that's
be.
That's right.
Never a tree where I need it to be. And even if there is, I have to put up with limbs blowing and cutting
yes.
limbs and trimming limbs. No more. Guys, this eliminates that. You put that T-post where you want it, get the camera shot where you want it. Texas Hog Blocker. When you go to TexasHogBlocker.com and you place your order there, or you pick one of these up in a retailer that you happen to be in Texas, you're going to see that this thing will mount mineral blocks. But I got to be able to slide that mineral block down on that T-post, Mike.
Yes.
And they didn't pre-drill a hole in that thing for me.
Not yet.
You're working on it, though.
I'm working on it, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's the deal there? What do we need to do?
An inch and a half paddle bit, just a wood bit like you can buy any hardware store.
Wood bit.
We'll drill right through that. And what you do is like I say, you want to keep it 48 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
Now, you can start it off lower to get their more attention to get them to it, but you got to watch your hogs. But once you got them coming to it, bring it up 48 inches off the ground and leave at least 2 inches of your T-post sticking through.
Okay.
And the reason is that is that keeps anything, if the hog does see it hits that T-post, it's not going to fling it off. It's going to hold that thing like a popsicle.
Wow. And that little thumb screw will hold that block on that T-post.
Yeah, and it's designed that way. It's designed for that thumb screw to slide through there and rest on the back of the bumps on the back of the T-post.
Gotcha.
That's where it rests is in there. So even if you don't have it snug, tight, it's still not going to go anywhere.
It's not going to go anywhere. They can't bump it around.
Nope.
Heck of a deal. You got to see this thing, the Texas Hog Blocker, and the website is?
TexasHogBlocker.com.
TexasHogBlocker.com. It doesn't get any easier than that. And if you don't live in Texas, Mike will still sell you one. So
That's
if you're
right.
listening to us up in Kansas, get you some. Mike, good to meet you.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Great product.
Thank you again.
If you missed any of that, there's more info at KinderOutdoors.com. Don't miss the Joshua Creek Ranch booth. Virtually at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, February 11 through 14. The show specials you're accustomed to in person, they're going to be there online.
You know what? We smell like fish, and we're proud of it. I'm Mike Iaconelli, and this is Kinder Outdoors.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Billy Kinder Outdoors.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo is an online event this year, but you can still participate in all of the auctions, live and silent, and you can do that starting today, even though we're still about a week and a half away from DSC Convention and Expo. Lori Stanford is going to join us a little bit later on this hour and talk to us about some of those auction items and the process for bidding and having a little fun with DSC. Hey, if you're rolling down the road towards a field trial today, make sure that you're fueling your Champion Bird Dog up with the very best Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein and 20% fat. The ultimate fuel for your bird dog or working dog. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. I'm a big fan of SpyPoint cameras. They've got a really durable product, holds up well in the weather and the cattle pushing around on it out in the pasture. Takes a beating from the sun and the weather day after day after day and just keeps on working. I've tried these things, used them, and love them. Very dependable. Self-charging solar panel. Makes my batteries last forever. Some really cool traits that SpyPoint incorporates into their cellular and regular cameras. And we're going to talk to Trent Marsh from SpyPoint about what's new in 2021. That's coming up in a few minutes. Also, Jeff Crane is the president of the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. They do a lot of hard work and good work, diligent work, day after day for you and me. And we're going to talk to Jeff about that coming up. The outdoorsman's cycle goes round and round, and here we go again. It's time to start turning in those applications for big game draws across the country. Utah is one of those places. The application period for Utah's big game hunts opened up on Thursday and runs until 11 p.m. Utah time on March 4th. To be included in the drawing for the hunts, you can apply online at the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources website or by calling the Department of Wildlife Resources offices. The results of the draw in Utah will be released no later than May 31st. Big game hunts are held in Utah for the following species: bighorn sheep, desert and Rocky Mountain, bison, elk, moose, pronghorn, mule deer, and mountain goat. Arizona is world famous for giant elk, and they're now accepting applications for the 2021 hunt permit tags issued through their draw for pronghorn and elk. The deadline for the department to receive your application is 11:59 p.m. Arizona time, Tuesday, February 9th. That's just over a week away. I like this. In Arkansas, they say the duck hunters can have a full day to finish up the season on a high note and enjoy all-day hunting on all Arkansas Game and Fish Commission wildlife management areas tomorrow. Duck hunters can hunt the WMAs from 30 minutes before sunrise until sunset, and that'll wrap up Arkansas's regular duck season. Historically, all duck hunting on WMAs must end at noon, with the exception of the final 3 days of the season. Last year, that three-day span was shortened to a single day, but hey, you've got all day from Sikkim to fetch 'em tomorrow, Arkansas, and I know you love your ducks. Deer hunters in the United States took more adult and mature bucks in the 2019-2020 hunting season than ever reported before. And that's based on a near-record buck harvest of 2.9 million and a record 39% of those bucks estimated to be 3.5 years or older. That's one of the many new insights of the National Deer Association and their 2021 Deer Report, a comprehensive update on the status of deer populations and deer hunting across the United States. We're going to talk to Kip Adams about this report next week on the show. If you're a deer hunter, make sure you join us. Lots of interesting info. And hey, if you're a deer hunter in Detroit, your season was extended in the metro area, if you're a bow hunter anyway, through tomorrow. This extended archery deer hunting season is in the urban deer management zone of Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne counties. Chad Stewart is the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Deer, Elk, and Moose program leader. He says the longer season is a fairly low-cost first attempt for municipalities to help reduce the conflicts that arise when deer numbers are too high in the more populated urban areas. Make the last day memorable. I did. I had 1 hour to hunt before church Sunday a week ago, the final day of the late season. I needed two does. I needed meat, and I got them, and still made it to church on time, by the way. I don't care how old your dog is, how active they are, or what special conditions they have. There is a Purina Pro Plan formula specifically built for them that's going to produce better health. Promise. Pick up a bag of the Pro Plan formula that best fits your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. One of our very finest, one of our warriors, military heroes, wanted to hunt a mountain lion. Freedom Hunters, for 1 year, has made it their mission to help this hero achieve that, and now they have. He's on the bragging board with his lion at KinderOutdoors.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Babe Winkleman. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
It is with heavy hearts that Dallas Safari Club is making a move from live and in person to online for the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. In keeping with the rules implemented by the City of Dallas, we will miss out on shaking hands and hugging necks, eye-to-eye agreements, and hand-in-the-air auctions. With that said, I will tell you that DSC didn't undertake the important work of conservation, hunter advocacy, and education as a fair weather project. We worked through tough times, negative attacks, political shift, and pandemic. DSC will host Reflections, the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo in 2021. I humbly ask you to please join us online in the days leading up to and throughout DSC's Reflections, February 11th through the 14th. The finest sporting auctions to be found will go as scheduled. The very best opportunities, art, and exhibitors worldwide will still be available to you. Let's use this online event to usher out a tough period and make it the first step into a wonderful future. BigGame.org.
It's really exciting to see right now. The one thing's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit JoshuaCreek.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
Hop in the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Safari may be deep in the African bush, or maybe a trip with the grandkids to a neighborhood pond. No matter where you safari, we fight for you at the DSC. BigGame.org.
Hey, thanks for hanging out at our campfire with us today at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder. I've got Trent Marsh on that Kinder Outdoors trot line. Trent is with Spy Point cameras. I use Spy Point cell technology because, hey, I keep my cameras up and running year-round. I like to watch those two-year-old bucks grow those three-year-old antlers. I like to see what phase they're in. I like to look at the other critters coming around. I like to know when they're coming to feed and why. Heck, during the off season, I've seen an elk and axis deer on my cameras in an area that just doesn't have elk or axis deer. Hey, Trent, welcome back to the show, buddy. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I want to talk trail cameras.
Always good to talk to you, Billy.
You guys are always evolving and growing and doing cool new stuff, and you have a couple of new cameras I want to talk about, but a new non-cellular day-to-day workhorse of a trail camera this year called the Force Pro. Tell me about this.
So the Force Pro is really kind of a spec monster. It's going to take images at 30 megapixel resolution, and you're going to have the option of doing video in 4K. So between 30 megapixels of resolution and 4K video, it's kind of like you're watching that happen from the woods. You're right there. The days of blurry trail cam photos are rapidly disappearing, and you know, 0.2 of a second trigger speed, all the other stuff that you like to see is in there, but it's really just all about the resolution in those photos and videos.
Spy Point came into the market a few years ago with an extremely well thought out product, and boy, people have paid attention. You guys have quickly become a leader. You quickly became a leader in this line, and no one does cellular better than you guys, I'm convinced. Spy Point Link S series, the Link S Dark. What does dark mean?
So what we did here is, you know, obviously you're familiar with the Link S. I know you've been using that that camera there for a while. And we've had the Link S, which has the integrated solar panel and lithium battery, and we've had our Link Dark, which is a traditional AA-powered trail camera, but has our hybrid illumination technology flash system that allows you to select one of four flash settings all the way from no glow to a blur reduction setting. So what we did was basically we married those two products. So the Link S Dark now features the hybrid illumination technology flash system that was in the Link Dark, and the Link Dark now is equipped with the solar panel. So they've become one now, and the Link S Dark truly is, it's the most complete trail camera that's ever been built, with the cellular function built into it, with the solar panel and battery, so it's all contained within that unit. The no glow illumination, and still that unit has the fastest trigger speed available on the market at 0.07 of a second trigger speed. There's not a camera doing more to help you scout and still be able to stay out of the hunting area that you want to stay out of on the market.
I seem to have better reception, and I don't know if it's your antenna system or what it is, but in tough to reach places, cellularly speaking, I do have better connection. How does all that work? Why is 5-point connecting up in places where some of my other cameras won't or are real iffy?
It, you know, that's for, no matter who the cellular trail camera company is, you know, that portion of it is always going to be the bit that we can't necessarily control. You know, we're at the mercy of, you know, where the cellular network status is in your area. But between the antenna system that we use, and then of course we have the CAO on signal boosters that are very common. You know, you get down into some swales or some coulees or, you know, even in the west, you kind of get between some, or the east, you kind of get between some ridges, or you get, there's just all kinds of things where A, they can interrupt your cellular signal, but B, that cellular signal is going to vary over time. But we try to make sure that the firmware that we're running in the cameras is doing the best to optimize the connectivity to the network and also, you know, saving that battery life. You know, we've all seen it, you know, with our own cell phones, not with cameras, but with our own cell phones. You know, if you got 5 bars of LTE, you can walk around on the same charge for a couple days. And then, you know, we've all gone and sat in a tree stand when that dreaded 1X shows up, and you can pretty much just watch your battery meter fall while you're trying to keep yourself awake and entertained while you're in the tree stand. So it's always something that we're fighting. We're always trying to optimize and maximize that connectivity for our users, because, you know, it would be great if 160-inch bucks lived, you know, just outside city limits every year and were, you know, right where a cell tower was, but that's all too often not where they are and not where we're hunting.
There's a bucket in my garage, Trent, and it holds all my old solar panels that I had running to batteries, because none of them work as well as the built-in, the integrated solar panel that you guys have in your Link S series of cameras. And I know you mentioned it briefly, but I want to talk about it a little more. Man, this knocks down those trips out to, you know, and it's from where I'm sitting to where I hunt primarily is 90-plus miles. It's not a quick trip there and back, but it's cut down on those trips to replace batteries. You guys have a great solar system.
It really is. It's not something that I had really used a lot, but been around. And man, you start looking at it and you start using it, and you just realize how quick you can go through a set of AA batteries. And if you're running the lithiums, especially, you know, SpyPoint cameras all run off of 8 AA batteries, which we've got some competitors that are running off 12, even sometimes 16 AA batteries. So for having that lithium battery encased in that camera that's always getting trickle charged by that passive solar panel, you know, that in and of itself, you start looking at, you know, when we first talked about SpyPoint, we kind of did the math. You explained to me what you were doing on the other end and the batteries you were running, and we were talking about, oh, gee, that seems kind of expensive. But once you add up the fact that you might have anywhere from $80 to $150 in just the batteries to service that camera over the course of the year, you can start justifying quite a bit pretty quickly when it's doing you that kind of savings. And because you don't have all the, you know, the big, like the fence charger panels, you know, we've got those and we use those for some of our other cameras, and that's something that we can do. But squirrels, woodchucks, raccoons, you know, anytime you've got that exposed wire, that's just something else that critters can mess with. And, you know, you might think that you're hooked up for 6 months, but you turn around and leave that solar panel and trail camera you just hung in Colorado, and, you know, 3 days later, a squirrel's into it, chews through the cable, and then once that battery runs down, what are you going to do? You got to go back to that camera. But everything being condensed into that unit, so there are no external wires. There's nothing going outside of the actual contained camera device. Just it keeps it tight, keeps it small, less to lug around. And yeah, you start talking about the money it saves you in batteries, and it doesn't take long to add up.
Yeah, not only battery money, but half a tank of diesel every time I run back and forth out there, you know.
Yep.
So there you go. Hey, Trent, if folks want to learn more, you're all over the web, you're all over the world.
Absolutely. You can check out, You know, obviously the website's 5point.com, and if you really want to learn about what's new for this year, it's 5point.com/2021. You can find us on Facebook, just search 5point, and Instagram and Twitter, our handle is at @SpyPointCamera, and can find all of the latest information there as well.
Cool. Thank you, Trent. Trent Marsh with SpyPoint. Thanks so much to Purina Pro Plan for bringing us this corner of the camp house each week at Kinder Outdoors. Pick up the Pro Plan for your champ at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hi, I'm Jesse Chambers with the University of North Texas Bass Team. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these Native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Buffalo Wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo Wool because the very special fibers used in Buffalo Wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He sent, went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, Jason Muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. So these are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
The BuffaloWoolCo.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Here's a great alternative to corporate team building, client entertainment, and employee appreciation. Northern Sky Outfitters near Jacksboro, Texas. Just a little over an hour from DFW Airport, Northern Sky offers up a beautiful ranch at the top of the Texas Hill Country, teeming with wildlife. You'll find a welcoming camp at Northern Sky, too, with comfortable lodging to suit the individual or the whole group. I've hunted with Keith and Barbara Weems at Northern Sky Outfitters a couple of times now, and I'm looking forward to my next trip. Northern Sky Outfitters caters to both the rifle and bow hunter for hogs, whitetail, and exotic wildlife, axis deer, and black buck hunts. With a mild winter and great rainfall over the past year, Northern Sky Outfitters has the kind of quality wildlife that you just won't find on very many ranches. If you're looking for a hunt that's close to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with great amenities and abundant quality wildlife, Northern Sky Outfitters deserves a good look. Do that now
at NorthernSkyOutfitters.com. I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
That guy, Corey Mason, will co-host the show with me on Saturday of Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. That'll be Saturday, February 13th, 2 weeks from today. Even though it's virtual, the auctions still go on, and I want to talk to the auction chair. She does such a great job of this every year at DSC Convention and Expo, and that is Lori Stanford and her right-hand girl, her partner in crime. Christy joins us as well on the call. Welcome, guys. Good to have you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You betcha. Hey, it is a big, big time. I wish we could all meet in person and shake hands and hug necks and stick our hand in the air to bid and hold our card number up. But it's a different kind of year, Lori.
No, it has been. It's just been crazy.
It has been. But we are going to be able to have a great convention online virtually. And in this process, going from in-person to virtual, Lori, did any of the auctions get cut at all from what we normally experience? Are they all going to be there?
All the evening auctions are going to be available. The day events, the life member and ladies luncheon are going to be postponed.
Okay. Postponed.
Yeah, to highlight those and make them a little more special, like down the road.
There you go. Very good. Postponed is a much better word than canceled. I like that.
Absolutely.
And we're marching on. Tell folks, either one of you, Christy or Lori, either one, about how many opportunities we're going to have, because it's not just one live auction, one silent auction. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's four evening auctions, Wednesday through Saturday night, February 10th through the 13th. And then to close the event, we have two silent auction closings on Sunday at 1 and 3 p.m.
Okay. And I guess all of these are listed online. We can find the schedule online, and it's pretty easy to participate.
Oh, absolutely. If you go to our website, there's a link there to the live virtual auction with instructions on how to register and a schedule of events. And pretty much everything anyone needs to be included in it.
Very good. I know that you guys work hard all year long trying to put together this world-class auction. It's almost unbelievable what you guys come up with every year. Christy, talk to me about some of the opportunities that folks are going to have. What popped off the page and made you go, wow, that's cool, I'm bidding on that?
Well, we have a really great item in our Saturday evening auction with Rancho LaGuardia. It's a desert bighorn sheep hunt, and that one's going for $70,000. So that one's really awesome, and, you know, getting tags for sheep are really hard. And then in some of our silent auctions, we have a Gunworks Long Range University, and we have a drive tanks where you can go and sample different machine guns and, you know, drive around an army tank.
Oh, that's fun.
That one does pretty good.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to do that? That's fun. That's good.
Right, and that one, yeah, and that one's local here in Texas, too.
Okay, very good. If I'm listening to the show today in Wisconsin or Florida or Alaska or wherever, I can still bid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we have hunts all around the world, not just here in Texas. They're everywhere.
Sure, yeah. What if I'm on a limited budget, but I want to participate in maybe book a whitetail hunt? Will there be, is everything going to be, you know, a $70,000 sheep hunt or safari in Africa or New Zealand, or is there, you know, is there an opportunity for me to go whitetail hunt?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have whitetail hunts, you know, for $5,500, you know, that are obviously local and really good deals on some hunts.
Mm-hmm. But we have, other than that, we have something for everybody, items from wild ear. Hearing enhancement for like, I think value on that is $1,000, even mm-hmm. other items down to $500, up to $70,000. So there's really something for everybody.
Yeah. And it's not just hunting. There's always a variety of, like mm-hmm. jewelry and all art, all kinds of cool stuff. And most cases, one of a kind.
Oh, absolutely. Original art, furs, and it's Valentine's weekend, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Leave it to the ladies to come up with that one right there. That was good. Well, give us the website and kind of just, I know it's really basic and easy, but just kind of give us the nuts and bolts again of what we need to do today, because if I'm not mistaken, people can bid right now.
Absolutely. So what you need to go to the website is dsc.onlinehuntingauctions.com.
Okay. Is there a link? Is there a link from biggame.org?
Yes. If you go to www.biggame.org, on the top bar, you'll see the online virtual auction, and that'll take you there.
All right, awesome. And we're also going to have links up at kinderoutdoors.com. So if you're driving down the road listening to this and you want to catch up later, you can do that pretty easily. Lori, what have you got your eye on in the auction? I know that as the year goes by, you're looking at all this and you're really curious about an item or two. Anything in particular?
Oh, yeah. I want to get back to Spain. I do.
Well, how many opportunities are there to go to Spain this time around in all of the auctions?
Oh, my goodness. I can't even begin to tell you. There's tons.
Which makes my point. No matter where you want to go or what you want to do, it's there, and it's probably there multiple times. The DSC convention and expo auctions are fabulous, and day after day, the 10th through the 13th. Hey, I want to thank you ladies for your hard work all year long putting this together. We're looking forward to having fun online.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Lori and Christy are the Dallas Safari Club convention and expo auction aficionados, and they're a lot of fun. Hey, this corner of the camphouse is brought to you by Joshua Creek Ranch. Take advantage of their show specials when you look them up at Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo online. Take advantage of these show specials like a trophy axis buck, two nights lodging and those incredible meals, $3,500. That's a steal for a 32-inch axis and all the trimmings that go with it at Joshua Creek. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. Jeff Crane is the president of the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. I'm going to talk to you in the next segment, Jeff, but I do want to say hello right now. Welcome. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, Billy. Great to be with you today.
You know, I could tell people about your degrees that are hanging on the wall and all the many boards that you serve on and all of these important things, but let me just round it out like this, guys. Jeff is a good old boy that loves to hunt and fish, and he speaks our language to those people in Congress. Is that pretty fair, Jeff?
I think that'll work, Billy. I would wish everybody to introduce me like that. Good old boy that loves to hunt and fish. You nailed that one.
Going to have to take a break, but we're coming right back to you. Jeff Crane, president of the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. They do very important work year-round for you and me, the hunter, fisher, and shooter. By the way, we were talking about Axis Deer at Joshua Creek Ranch, another show special that's going to be available only through Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. November 14th is the Two Doe Special. Now, this is a show special. You're going to have to take advantage of this throughout Dallas Safari Club Expo with offer code 2021 show specials. Two Axis Does, $800. There's your meat for the year, better than beef, $800. Jump on that. Hey, I'll be right back. I'm headed for the coffee pot.
I'm Gerald McCraney, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I am thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old. And this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read the tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, the tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We screened that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. This is our camp house at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Sure glad you're here with us. Hey, if you ever want to reach out to us, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256, and the camp house website is kinderoutdoors.com. We're talking to Jeff Crane, the president of the Congressional Sportsmen's Foundation today. Jeff, tell us in a nutshell, what is the CSF?
A voice for the greater sportsman's community to talk to Congress about issues of importance, and that's, we are laser focused on that. We do nothing but policy work. About a little over 15 years ago, realizing that a lot of the management decisions that affect all of us that hunt and fish and love the outdoors really happen at the state level, we expanded into a series of sportsmen's caucuses in the state legislatures, and now we're in all 50 states with over 2,000 state legislators in these various caucuses. And then about 10 years ago had a governor's caucus, and we have 28 of the sitting governors now that are in a bipartisan governor's caucus. So we are uniquely positioned, Billy, to talk to legislators about things that matter on conservation, hunting, fishing, shooting, and just the outdoors in general. And that's all we do.
Congress, Jeff, has been very active, very strong for sportsmen, women, conservation, and I just kind of cringed with that election, hoping that things just wouldn't change too much, but it looks like a good thing only got better there as far as conservation is concerned.
I remember 2 years ago, a lot of people were saying, oh, man, we're never going to get anything done. We got a Republican Senate and a Democrat-controlled House, and it's just going to be a logjam the whole time. And, you know, we don't take that approach. We have the largest bipartisan caucus in the United States Congress, the Congressional Sportsman's Caucus, that is our arm inside the United States Congress with elected officials. And like we always do, we went with a game plan and said, how about this and this and this? And this might have been the most historic conservation Congress, the best pro-sportsman's Congress that we've had in a lifetime, Billy, and everything from access to federal public lands to enhancing the ability to shoot at target ranges and disperse recreational shooting to a huge investment of nearly $10 billion through the Great American Outdoors Act on improving our federal public lands. And like I say, I think from both a conservation standpoint, and which goes hand in hand with what we do as hunters and anglers and enjoy as hunters and anglers, it's been an absolutely a home run this year, and I think we can carry that momentum, that bipartisan momentum, into the 117th Congress. We're already meeting with the leadership. We're already talking about, you know, the things we didn't get done, and have a, you know, we've got a target list of big issues to still work with the next Congress. So I'm cautiously optimistic, and as I always remain, and we've got some great champions both in the Senate and in the House of Representatives that we're going to count on to really do our bidding inside the halls of government.
These days, when you hear the word Senate or Congress, our minds, Jeff, have been trained to politicize and prejudge and pick a side. Do you find that conservation and wildlife, hunting, fishing, the shooting sports are still fairly unbiased topics in D.C.?
Yeah, I think the proof was in this last Congress. And, I mean, some of these bills passed with overwhelming majorities of 80% or more, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all supporting it, and the art of getting things done in Congress is finding that common ground, and I think conservation and access, including hunting and fishing, are something that most members of Congress can rally around and will get behind. And in a very partisan world that we live in Washington these days and have been for some time, it's one of the few areas where there can be some agreement. And when you're talking about $10 billion, I mean, that's real money. I don't care where you are, you know. And so I think it's absolutely the key to getting things done is to talk about conservation, wildlife, habitat, and then the enjoyment of that, including hunting and fishing. And we've done a really good job of making sure that is not excluded, and that people, we've got allies that will bring it into the mix and realize that hunters and anglers are our original and greatest conservationists and have to have a voice, and we have to be able to enjoy those public lands and public resources. And so that's, I feel optimistic about this next Congress.
Jeff, you live and work there around Washington, D.C., so I bet you can tell me all about Chesapeake stripers. And what I'm really interested in is smallmouth on the Potomac. I know that you're not in the office 24/7. You do sneak out and go fishing from time to time.
Yes, sir. I got a boat and fish. We call them rockfish, but they are stripers in the bay a lot. I do fish up on the Potomac. The upper reaches of the Potomac are actually an awesome smallmouth fishery and good fun to pull on and let them go at the end of the day. But yeah, like anywhere, you know, if you're dedicated enough and want to do it, there's plenty to do outside to hunt and fish for, and we stay busy. The Maryland Eastern Shore has got turkey, deer, doves, waterfowl. So you bet, if I'm not working, I'm usually outside doing something fun.
You know, no matter how important the work is that we need to tend to day to day, the first tug on that line that we experienced as kids never leaves us, Jeff. It sticks with us all of our lives, and I'm so thankful to God above that it does.
Yeah, you and me both, and that's why, you know, it just the passion for this stuff is what motivates me and my team to go to work and do things to make sure that we improve what we got now and one day turn it over in a better shape than we found it. And that's the motivation that gets me out of bed every day and coming to work here at the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation.
And I can get up and go to work every day here because you guys are there taking care of my voice before our elected officials. But it takes money to do that, Jeff. It takes support for conservation to keep that train running. You have different ways that we can help, too. You have some regional events, different events around the country, and we can simply contribute to Congressional Sportsman's Foundation as well.
Yes, sir, Billy. We are a 501c3, so any contributions are fully tax deductible like anybody. We greatly appreciate the support, you can learn more about us at www.congressionalsportsmen.org. And certainly every dime helps in the fight, we are in all regions of the country. I've got staff from the West Coast to the Upper Midwest to down in your area over to New England and whatnot, because there are different things going on in different states, and you need to be on top of that. And we greatly appreciate the partnership from groups like Dallas Safari Club and all of our partners. Couldn't do this alone. We've got a unique and niche that we work in, and appreciate everybody's support, and are just thankful, like you said, that we have this great nation and these great opportunities to get outside and hunt and fish.
Jeff, thank you for the work that you do. What a privilege to be able to sit down with you and catch up for a few minutes, and we just wish you the very best in 21. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Billy. Take care.
One of our friends in the industry, Jeff Crane, with the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. Thanks to Joshua Creek Ranch for bringing Jeff our way today. Don't forget those incredible Upland and Axis show specials available only at the upcoming Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo from Joshua Creek Ranch.
I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together and invite you right back here next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.